So, as you establish a theme for sati, mindfulness, applying it, establishing it on body or an aspect of the body, such as the earth aspect of the body, the simple solidity of it, or it could be the breathing. So generally we begin with body because body is the easiest to bring forth a particular quality called presence. Easy enough word, what does it mean? Well, it's as if your energy is gathering from moving onwards and calculating or subtracting or drifting. Your energy of your attention is beginning to collect as you're not traveling onwards, you're not quarreling with what's going on. At least that's what you're working with to stop fidgeting and quarreling and fancying, just to maintain sati on just a simple thing such as a body or a breath or a sound or an image. And just that, if you don't concern yourself too much about details, but just something your attention can settle on and be held on, it's easy enough. Your awareness, the receptive sense, can open up to that because you're not looking for lots and lots of data or what to do about anything. So you generally want to listen into it. This is called awareness, receptivity. And these two functions begin to quieten the intention, that's the momentum of the mind. You get something called presence, which is the quality of citta, heart, mind, awareness, attention, whatever you want to call it. You notice that as a sense of something that's not really manifest in terms of a sensation, but just you feel more fully here, more fully and completely here. But the here is not a place or a time. It's presence. So it's not really manifest. But what it does is it means our relationship to what does manifest, our thoughts, feeling, sensations, impulses, and so forth. They're there. Presence is here. That's there. All that manifest stuff is there. And allows us to linger and see what kind of relationship can arise when we're not engaged or tangled up or commenting on anything. Or viveka, disengaged, dispassionate. Exploring that space. Dispassion. Which is also subtly compassion. compassionate, because it allows, it doesn't resist some of those difficult, silly things that arise. It's sympathetic, it's gently sympathetic. It always feels like this. Feels like this. The absence of judgment, of fear or shame or fascination, gives rise to dispassion, compassion. This is the meditative space. This is the meditative territory. And it allows residues or residual anxieties, moods to arise that were normally lost underneath the tangle of our busy lives. This can feel sometimes disquieting, but sometimes very joyful, or blissful, cooling. This is the meditative territory, and it works by itself without a lot of tweaking and messing around. What does it do? It allows forms moods, regrets, passions to arise, be sensed, and pass. It's a cleaning out for cessation, the ending of the residues. Of course, it could be surprising to meet what we might call comes from the depths, but thank goodness. What are we here for except to deeply understand beyond our normal personal territory into the meditative domain? To live deeply with depth, sincerity, and this growing capacity to be present, maintain that presence and the face is uncertainty, restless, nervousness, dullness. And this way we are like the bodhisattva who bears that compassionate presence towards all beings, internal, external, great or small, to allow them to express themselves.